when I first played Super Mario 64, I remember feeling a strange vertigo because the game was my first 3D platforming experience. I was surprised that the game started at Princess Peach's castle. There were no enemies, no background music. The castle grounds were peaceful, which felt a bit unsettling. What awaited Mario in this imposing castle? The castle grounds felt like they held so many mysterious secrets. What was beyond the submerged metal door in the moat? What was that grate by the lake? Was there any way to explore beyond the waterfall? The only way to find out would be to proceed further. The adventure hadn't even properly begun, and I was already filled with wonder. The inside of Princess Peach's castle looked so complex when I first saw it. What would I find beyond each of these star doors? Some doors could already be opened, but I couldn't progress very far before finding a locked door. Only one door would allow me to progress further. A door leading to a huge painting featuring marching ba-bombs. Ba-bomb Battlefield blew my mind when I first played it. The adventure had finally begun. I was having a blast. However, one particular thing really caught my attention and actually found its way into my dreams that night. Standing by the edge of the mountain and looking over the horizon, I was entranced by the ocean, which stretched as far as the eye could see. I remember how Mario was flying through a bright sunny sky on the game's box, and I wondered, if I found how to make Mario fly like he did on that box, could I reach these islands in the distance?